This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh chaired a meeting with the 16th Finance Commission, headed by its chairman Dr. Arvind Panagariya, at the SEM Secretariat in Imphal yesterday. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, in his social media handles, informed that during the meeting, effective utilization of funds provided to the state through recently sponsored schemes, proposal for grant and aids towards development of various sectors, and execution of specific projects and other issues were discussed in order to bring an economic transformation in the state. During a press conference, the chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, Dr. Arvind, said the present economic conditions was the main agenda of the meeting. He said that expenditure and interest related to GSDP, fiscal deficits and the economic conditions of the state in the coming years were extensively discussed. In Assam, campaigning has reached its peak for the by-polls to be held in 5 assembly seats in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray, where the polling will be held on the 13th of this month. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, several ministers, MPs and MLAs of the NDA will hold rallies for their candidates. Assam Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi are also campaigning for party candidates. 8 candidates are in the fray in Dholai, 11 at Samaguri, and 3 candidates are contesting at Sidli seat. On the other hand, 4 candidates are contesting from Behali, while 8 candidates will try their political luck from Gongaigaon seat. Over 10 lakh voters can exercise their voting rights in the 5 seats. The Congress and the NDA are contesting in all the 5 seats. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar has suggested the Northeastern Hills University Teachers Association and Meghalaya Tribal Teachers Association to be mediators in resolving the ongoing stalemate at the university. The governor, who is also the chief rector of the university, urged the agitating students to end their indefinite hunger strike. After a meeting with the governor at Raj Bhavan yesterday, president of the association, Professor Lakhon Kumar, said that the governor has asked the teachers to suggest the best possible solution to end the hunger strike and allow students to return to their classes. Professor Kumar, however, emphasized the need for both short-term and long-term solutions. Meanwhile, Nehru Vice Chancellor Prabha S. Shukla has called an emergent meeting of the Executive Council to address the primary concern raised by the Northeastern Hill University Students' Union, including the demand to remove the Registrar and Deputy Registrar and the appointment of Pro-Vice Chancellors for Shillong and Tura campuses. The Vice Chancellor urged the students to end their hunger strike and participate in a meaningful dialogue to address the issues. Meghalaya Education Minister Rakam A. Sangma inaugurated a two-day international seminar titled Architects of Connectivity, Act East Policy, Strategies and Development Imperatives, organized by the Departments of History and Economics, Women's College, Shillong. Speaking on the occasion, the minister spoke about challenges of connectivity in the northeastern region. He said that it's imperative that in order to act east, the region must have a well-established network of road and communication which will boost trade and commerce and benefit the people. The National Scholarship Portal, launched by the government, is now accepting applicants for the post-matric scholarships under the NEC Merit Scholarship Scheme for students from the northeastern states for the academic year 2024-25. NEC Economic Advisor ENM Sherry Lalthangzol provided details on the eligibility criteria for the NEC Merit Scholarship Scheme. Applicants must be permanent residents of the northeastern states and enrolled in recognized institutions across various disciplines and courses, diploma, graduate, postgraduate, and PhD MPhil within India, both inside and outside the Northeast. Eligible students can apply online at the National Scholarship Portal at scholarships.gov.in. For any queries, interested students may contact the Northeastern Council Secretariat. The Assam Rifles Half Marathon 2024 is set to take place in Shillong on the 24th of this month. As the largest racing event in the Northeast India, the marathon is expected to draw a record number of participants from across the region. Runners of all levels are invited to participate in one of 3 race categories: the challenging 21-kilometer half marathon, a swift 10-kilometer race, and a fun 5-kilometer run, ensuring that there is a place for everyone in this exhilarating event. Adding that the excitement boxing legend MC Mary Kom has been declared as the official brand ambassador for the events symbolizing resilience and determination, values that align closely with the spirit of this event. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.